small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Kyle Dotson.
Kyle, we are recording on a Sunday evening, October 29th. It has already been Halloween in Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That happened on Thursday.
Yeah, they're done.
They're done
with
it.
They're Christmas shopping now.
Yep. They have Thanksgiving's tomorrow, and then Christmas is...
A week from Thursday.
That's right. So our guest co-host just started to yawn. Are you okay?
I'm good. Okay. Yeah.
So Kyle, so we watched some scary movies yesterday.
Yeah.
We watched a 10 out of a 10.
Yeah, Tate.
That's a Tate out of Tate.
Yeah.
That was Halloween.
Yeah.
The first one.
The original.
Then we watched Halloween 2.
A movie that going in, we were like, this one's good too.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Hey, this picks up right where the other one left off. It's like watching a 4-hour movie. No, it's terrible.
Yeah, 2 is not good.
Jamie Lee Curtis wears a wig throughout the entire number 2.
Very noticeable.
You can tell it's a wig. It's just not good. There's nothing good about it.
No.
There's no reason to ever watch it again.
No, it's just ridiculous too. They just like amped up the
gore.
But not even like it's just like a like for no reason a kid that is also wearing a Michael Myers outfit.
Oh, gets hit with a truck.
And it explodes and he like bursts into flames instantly. Like it's for no reason.
Then they have a kid that has a razor blade between his two front teeth because that old tale about don't take apples.
Because some producer was like, we should really address this issue that's not an issue.
Yeah, that there's razor blades in apples. So that was ridiculous. Also,
first off, I'm not eating an apple on Halloween.
Not unless it's a candy apple or a caramel apple. Also, at the end of Halloween, Michael Myers gets shot. He falls off the balcony. He lands in dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one, when we see him, it's the best, most lush, grassy lawn you've ever seen.
Yeah, and then there's like an imprint where he was.
Yeah.
Like as though he were a lawn chair that had been sitting there for 4 years.
To leave an imprint like that, you would have to lie there for about 4 hours. So it's ridiculous because literally they run right downstairs after he fell. Yeah. Unless he weighs 1,000 pounds. So that's what we did yesterday. But we're here tonight. We're here and we're ready to record.
We're here? What?
Yeah, we're here. And that person talking is my oldest daughter. She's been here 2 times before. You knew her then as Sarah, but we now know you as Ezra. Do you want to tell? Because I've continued to refer to you as Sarah since you've been on because this is your story to tell. So
Okay. You
can explain what's going on with you.
I respect that.
Thank you very much. I respect you.
Okay.
There's only one person at this table that I don't respect.
It's Kyle.
Yeah. Okay. What about you? Same?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's understandable.
Mm-hmm. I identify as non-binary, which means that I don't feel like I am entirely a girl or entirely a boy. I just feel like I don't fit into either of those binaries, hence non-binary. And I always had like this really gendered name that I never really liked. Sorry, parents. So I decided to change it because Ezra just feels a lot more right to me.
And we were totally against this from the beginning. We
very
said
much.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not how we
are. No, I have great parents.
Well, thank you. Did you hear that?
I take it back. Never mind.
the mom of this child
now,
is
now they're
going to
start embarrassing you.
Well, I'm going to put that on a loop, and then I'm going to put it on a thing and wear it around my neck and just push a button that it plays.
Picking you up from school.
Put it inside a Build-A-Bear.
And now when you started to explain... Yeah,
I'm going to spit water out everywhere.
We actually could... We have Build-A-Bear in here somewhere, if Kyle finds it. Now, and when you were explaining the non-binary to me... I said, jokingly, I said, oh, that's like me. I don't like to watch the ball game, but I want to bake some brownies. So I'm non-binary. And you said, no. Correct?
I don't even remember you saying this, but it sounds like something dumb you'd say.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, you don't acknowledge my jokes.
Yeah.
What do you got for us? You got something for us, Kyle?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, something.
Sarah, Nana made you this monkey. A big hug and a kiss for you, Sarah, and I love you.
Now she's going to have to make something that says
Ezra.
Yeah,
she's going to have to re-record it.
Re-record it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
What would she make for
I'll
you
just
now?
I'll just record her saying Ezra, and then I'll just splice it in.
I can just do my Nana impression right now. Hello, Ezra.
Ezra.
Nana made you this monkey.
A big hug and a kiss for you, and I love you.
I called them their trick-or-treat night.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you have a lot of trick-or-treaters? Or as they call them, Halloweeners.
Halloweeners.
And Nana goes, no, we gave out candy for 53 years. It's time for the young people to do it.
Yep.
So we turned out our lights.
They've opted out. That the mayor of the town does not give candy away to children.
But she did tell me that, hey, the pharmacist across the street, she gave out cans of soda. What do you think about that? And I was like, I guess it's fine. She goes, well, if you're a kid, I guess you'd like it.
Because now Nana's old.
I'm a grown-up and I would like that.
No joy.
Did the dentist give out a toothbrush and toothpaste? Is that what they always gave out at their house? He should be giving out the most candy because he wants you to come back.
Yeah.
He should
candy,
be
soda, all kinds
everything.
Of something that'll break your tooth.
Just cubes, sugar cubes. Hey, have a couple of these as you're walking along.
Have a jawbreaker made of cement.
He should
see you on Monday.
He should just squeeze hot fudge into your mouth at the door.
Not to be that guy, but like, do we want to talk about why I'm here and what the podcast is about?
How dare you? This is how it goes sometimes.
Okay.
You have a good costume this year. Tell what your costume's going to be.
Gonna be Ferris Bueller.
Bueller.
So I just want people to do that to me all day.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a good costume though. Like you bought it online.
It's like really a legitimate leather jacket.
Yeah.
Or like fake leather, but
fake
like
leather. Pleather.
But like an actual jacket you could wear, not like a terrible Halloween costume.
It was
it's
good.
Like chintzy.
You could even wear that vest too if you wanted to.
True.
Oh yeah.
I like the vest.
Like it's like actually knitted.
No one would say, wait, isn't that vest from your Ferris Bueller costume? No one would say that. They
just
wouldn't
just gotta
even
wait a few months.
Yeah. If you wear it all together, it's Ferris Bueller. If you separate it all, everything's fine.
Yep.
Just like when I wear my Fonzie outfit. I don't wear it all together. I wear a white t-shirt sometimes, and then later I'll wear a leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know who Fonzie is?
Absolutely not.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, now there's the mom again laughing. Pilar, I knew that you were going to be here, but I didn't know that you were going to be so loud. I'm going to have to edit a lot of stuff out. All right, here's why we're here tonight. We're going to do a retrospective. Kyle's showing. And she gave, you gave a thumbs up, which is exactly what Fonzie does.
Yep, because he's given a thumbs up in the picture.
Hey!
Do you recognize him?
Yeah, do you recognize him?
Absolutely not.
Okay, that's Henry Winkler. He's a very nice man.
Okay.
Anyone that's ever met him out here says he's very nice.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like that now.
Ah, time.
All right, one of Ezra's favorite bands or groups or duos is a couple of young ladies named Tegan and Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Sisters.
Yep, twins.
Twins, although Tegan's prettier.
I don't know.
Sarah sings better, but Tegan's prettier.
Aren't they identical?
Yeah, they are. That's the bad joke.
No.
That's the bad joke he's making right now.
There's something.
They're even dressed the same in this picture. Do they always like?
No, they actually like don't do that a lot.
Because they have like the same t-shirt on.
Okay.
In this picture. Oh, I see. Okay.
But one's Tegan and one's Sarah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about this Tegan and Sarah. They're from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They're 37 years old. They're not youngsters anymore.
Nope. Their career is older than me.
That's right. They were born in 1980. Their first album came out in
99.
So they were 19.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 8 studio albums.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2 more years, it'll be their 20th anniversary as being recording artists.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Because I only remember hearing of them like maybe in the past 10 years now.
I think they were very, very indie pop.
Mm-hmm.
Very almost DIY.
Yeah, in the beginning. Yeah.
In the beginning. And then as we play songs, you'll know right when it starts to turn. Where they're getting, some people are getting in the studio with them and and producing this a little better. Mm-hmm.
And their sound just evolved because I like that, you know, they started this when they were really, you know, like young adults, pretty much still teenagers. And you know, now they're like real people. They're adults.
Yep. If their first album came out when they were 19, then it means that they had been doing it.
They were for
years before that. Yeah. So probably, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Yeah. I appreciate the honesty and like not just sticking to the thing that like got them recognized and like just letting their style evolve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good.
I don't know. I like it.
So their first album, that we're going to cover is an album that's not even, you can get it on iTunes, but if you want a physical copy, you can't find one anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from 1999. It's called Under Feet Like Ours. Now, also, should we talk about what we did last week or should we wait till we get to that point in our list?
Well, you brought it up, so.
Can you just talk about it?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
All right, so your birthday was last week.
Yep.
So one of your presents was we went to see Tegan and Sarah.
Yep.
We saw them at the theater at the Ace Hotel in downtown LA. We had great seats.
Yes.
11th row. This wasn't a pop culture beast freebie. Paid for these.
Is the Ace Hotel big or is it? Mm,
it's maybe a theater. Yeah. It's like, have you been to the Wiltern?
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wiltern might be a little bigger.
I it's just strange that they would, because they're very popular.
Oh yeah, they.
I wonder why they didn't play like a.
Well, you can say
they're touring again with an album called The Con, which is 10 years old now. And I think for that, they wanted to go back to doing smaller shows for a bit.
Oh, I see.
After having like something like 2 years of really doing the pop star thing and like selling out huge venues and running around.
I see.
They just wanted to do something like small.
Yeah, this was just this was them on keyboard and guitar. And then they had an additional guitar player and keyboard player. So it's a very stripped down show.
Yep.
But they played The Con top to bottom, 14 songs, and then they played like six or seven more songs.
It was great.
Yeah, they sold out two shows, and it was a very mellow atmosphere. Everyone stayed seated.
So cool.
Which was great. You know, when you have great seats and then everyone sits, it's even better.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm short.
Yeah, and I don't want to stand.
I'm short, you're old.
Yeah,
perfect.
Hurt my back. There's a laugh again.
We got a little laugh track.
Yeah. Laughing more in this room than she does at the house.
Yep. I'm funnier than you.
Is she drinking over there? All right. So I'm going to let you start.
Okay.
And
cool.
I don't know what songs you picked. We each picked two songs from every studio album.
Yep.
Don't know if we're going to have any crossovers. I think in the later albums we might have one or two crossovers.
Yeah.
But I did not look at your list. You do not know my list.
Okay. Yes.
Go ahead. What do you got for us?
Question. Am I going to play like one song from the first album and then you're going to play one song?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And then we'll go back to you and then to me. It's called taking turns. That's what polite people do.
Okay. So the first song I picked is a song about when you make some food and you're like, man, this food could like do my math homework. This is a bad joke. It's called Clever Meals.
Desperate for love and affection. No, they're desperate for you. And as you sit out there all slideshow, I wonder, does anyone think as strongly as you do? I'm quite sure we'll find one another in a place that's better than this. Our time failed with us, and we send up our shooting stars and comments. Yeah, we make our little gestures. Yes, we make our little comments. The song is my anthem, and it makes up my ideas. And who I am has benefited from all my cleverly planned meals. All my cleverly planned meals. I'm stripped and vital.
You remembered. You gave Kyle the finger. Well, you didn't give him the finger, but you pointed to him, too.
Okay.
Just pointed me dismissively.
Now, when I pick a song, you're going to have more backstory on your song.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to say, I like this song is the one, one of the ones I like.
This one sounds good.
My backstory on Clever Meals was awful.
I liked how they sang this one and played.
That's what I usually say about songs.
So I went for the album Under Feet Like Ours. I went for the opening track, which is Divided.
Oh, hey, I picked this one too. I was going to play it second.
Crossover!
Crossover! It's a really good track.
It is. So now I get to play two in a row.
So divided. Don't worry about me, I'll be fine. Don't live your life for me or for anyone. You live your life as if you're one. You live your life as if you're one. Fun, quiet. It's awful quiet. Can you be mad? We've just got started.
Good song.
Yeah, really good.
I like a nice acoustic guitar sound on a
yeah
stripped down tune.
Yeah, that's what I like about this album a lot, because they actually, for the next album we're going to talk about, This Business of Art, like I would say like half the songs on that album are re-recorded from Under
from
Feet
the first
like
album
ours.
Yeah,
but I prefer, this is like, but like I prefer Under Feet Like Ours because I do like how stripped down it is.
It's underproduced instead of overproduced. Yeah, although the second album's not overproduced either. It's just different.
I just listen to a lot of like DIY stuff.
Well, since we had a crossover, you're out.
I'm out. So I lost.
So
this is
play,
a game now.
I'm going to play my next song, which is a song called Come On.
You've got your prophets and your mathematicians, the vocal few of a generation. Tell me what my hands were made for. Tell me who my mouth was made for. And please don't be mad at me. Well, get what you ask for. So come on.
Trying to figure out who their influences might be, because like some of these songs remind me of other artists. Do you have any idea who are some of their influences?
No, mostly because like I wasn't alive when they were being influenced by music.
Can't use that as your excuse for everything.
Okay.
Does that mean that you don't want to learn any history because you weren't alive when history was happening?
Yeah, just chilling in my history class, learning about, you know, the 90s.
They're like, the 1990s lasted from 1990 to 2003.
True. It's very true.
Moving on?
So I don't know.
All right.
I have it right here.
Ooh, what do you got? Kyle's got it.
Well, he's supposed to do some work.
Tegan and Sarah have credited Green Day, Nirvana, and Hole for truly starting to cement their desire to write music and make their own music. During their teenage years, they were influenced by Smashing Pumpkins, Violet Femmes, Dinosaur Jr., Teenage Fan Club, as well as some more modern people.
Now, I'm not hearing a lot of those bands in the music we've heard so far, but maybe later on.
Tom Petty, Pink, Lily Allen.
But I mean, they were also like, they started when they were teenagers. So, you know, those just seem like pretty standard things. So they're like, hey, I want to make music.
Yeah, these were probably the bands they were listening to in that time period.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I do hear a little Tom Petty there because he did also play an acoustic guitar. So I do hear a little Tom Petty in there.
Yeah.
Moving on to the album that came out a year later called This Business of Art. Now, yeah, this has like literally half of the songs on this album are also on the first album.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you know why they chose to do that?
I don't know if they were signed when they made Under Feet Like Ours.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So I think that they may have gotten signed or like gotten somewhere else, and then they re-recorded some songs, and that's why you can't buy Under Feet Like Ours anymore. That's just my guess, but I like think so.
Well, you can buy it on iTunes.
Yeah, but you can't buy physical copies anymore.
And the label for the first album was called Plunk Records.
Yeah, I don't know if there's
Plunk.
I don't know
what that is.
I don't know. Kyle can figure it out. But I'm curious. Yeah.
And then the second album, they're on a label called Vapor.
Okay, then I was right. Okay. So I'm curious to see if you have picked anything that was re-recorded from Under Feet Like Ours on this album. I didn't because I prefer that. But anyway, my next song is called All You Got.
Here
hear the lights fall just as hard, a bit softer in the storm. It's not really wrong, it's not really right, I'm wide awake. She's up front, up shot, up start, up in every case. The kind of girl that whispers, thank God for you.
So I did not pick any songs that were re-recorded from the first album, but I did pick this song.
Oh, hey.
And I think I picked this song because that has a very Alanis Morissette sound to it, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds familiar.
It does. It's very.
I don't know if I've heard it or if it just sounds like a different song, but I've like.
Yeah, I think it's one of those songs that sounds like a different song. It's fun. I was dancing and I accidentally cued Kyle too early, or he thought I did.
You would have wanted to hear a little bit more of that song.
No, I mean, we figured it out.
Yeah.
But. All right,
cool. So my song, because I only get to play one now because you still want mine. But maybe, maybe this song, maybe you have this song too. And then we'd have two crossovers.
What?
My song is Frozen.
Nope.
All right.
Don't like that song. I'm kidding.
It's not far to go. It's not far at all. It's not far to go. You're not far at all. Pulls out that water so cold. There's not much said that I don't know. The difference between frozen hands and feet. You come right out and you ask me. Nobody ever asked me. Only you come and ask me. In the pool out back, water to my chest. Towel lying in the grass. It looks a lot worse than it seems. But you know, baby, that's just me. Maybe, baby, that's just me.
This says it was a bonus track on the first album reissue, but I don't know if that means they re-recorded it or not.
Hmm.
It means the dad doesn't know his Tegan and Sarah, but well, actually I couldn't tell you.
Kyle was doing some good work tonight, some sleuthing. Now, they were on an episode of Comedy Bang Bang from last year and I recorded it. And
it's terrible.
And last night I finally showed it to Ezra and literally within 3 minutes she said she wanted to punch Scott in the face.
No, the first thing I said was, is this supposed to be funny?
That is what she said first. That is what she said without any prompting from me. I just turned it on. I just wanted her to see it.
What episode is it? Tegan wears a jacket and Sarah wears brown shoes? Is that what the...
I just fast forwarded to where they came on.
Oh.
But Scott Aukerman did say that that tons of their songs have appeared in the TV show Grey's Anatomy. And I think he was, I don't think he was.
Yeah, I think that's
kidding.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They just use a lot of their songs in Grey's Anatomy. Funny.
It's literally called Tegan and Sarah Wear Leather Jackets and Skinny Jeans.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Oh boy.
But that's what they do a lot on that show. They title it by what the guest wears, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. No, I know when things aren't funny. I live with you.
Now, Tegan and Sarah, they are identical twins. Tegan's cuter, but they don't write the songs together.
Last time you said Sarah was cuter.
I can't really tell them apart. They're identical.
Okay.
They don't write these songs. They don't write together.
No, they don't write together.
So you have to look at the songwriting credits. And yeah. I assume if Tegan writes it, Tegan sings it.
I'm not sure if that's the case, mm-hmm. but I'd imagine so.
But it's split up down the line pretty evenly. Like if there's 12 songs, it's usually 6 and 6.
And it's really cool because their albums still manage to sound cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I like that.
They speak their own language.
That's true. Ever since they came out of the womb, they were very funny on stage.
Yeah.
They didn't complete each other's sentences, but they were very, they were sarcastic with each other.
Yeah.
They were like siblings. They were siblings.
Yeah, I like their stage banter a lot.
It was really good. And it didn't feel... I like stage banter that feels like it's right in the moment. Like mm-hmm. they're just... Like tomorrow night show or next week or 3 weeks from now, you're not going to hear what we heard.
Yeah. It was really funny. And it's fun for me, like, as a sibling, you know, I can't imagine ever having a career with my sister because we're so different. But it sounds uniquely...
One of you is talented. but I don't say which one. But we love you both.
I know it's Rita. but yeah, it just...
It's not Rita.
You made me lose my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
Stop cutting me off. Kidding. I don't know. It's just uniquely, like, it's a relationship that you don't see on stage, right, in stage banter a lot, and it's fun.
And just to clarify, you both have talents, but different talents.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle and I are the ones that don't have any talent.
No talent.
Can you sing at all?
No, not at all. Horrible.
Kyle auditioned to be
her.
I get
mad at myself.
We should go out to karaoke some night.
No.
But we'll take a lift because so we can drink.
No.
And then just, I think I could sing. I think I would, I think I could do a good, I think I could sing Beth.
If you got drunk enough?
I think I could sing it.
Yeah, Kyle auditioned Peter to be Chris Harry Potter.
Isn't a good singer.
I did audition to be Harry Potter. It's really embarrassing. I should try and find that.
Wait a minute. You sent a tape in to be Harry Potter in the movies.
Yep.
Wait, you didn't know this?
No, you sent a tape in to be someone too.
Oh, no, I know.
Who was that?
I
also Harry Potter.
Judy Moody, right?
Yep.
Also Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But it was later. They were like, maybe going to recast Daniel Radcliffe.
That's one of those things the movie studios do. They go... We're casting a wide net for this part. It's like, you're not going to give it to someone.
No one watched that thing.
Yeah. It's just, that's all publicity when they do stuff like that, in my opinion.
And I don't even like those movies.
You like the Harry Potter movies?
No, I like three of them.
Which three do you like?
One, two, and four.
One, two, and four. Yeah, that third one's tough to get to.
It's the best book, worst movie.
Wow.
What do you think about that, Ezra?
That's my favorite.
It's your favorite movie?
Yeah.
The thing I don't like about it is that they cut so much out of the book that's important, and then they were like, the director was like, we didn't have time to show it. And it's like, you literally have a 5-minute scene of Harry staring at Hedwig flying in the snow, and although it's beautiful, it does nothing for the film.
I feel like I already know the books, so I like that movie because it's different. Like, I know the book so well, and so many of the other movies are like super faithful. Though the fourth cuts a lot out too.
Yeah, but it gets to the story. It cuts out the ancillary things. It doesn't just like
cut out the things I like.
And right now, I'd like to request that any of the listeners out there that have musical ability, if you'd like to write a little sting that's called Nerd Talk and send that to us, we will choose one and we will use that for whenever we go.
But
off.
I only like four of the books too, so.
They split that last book into two movies. Why don't they split your favorite book into two movies? They could have split all those books into two movies. 16 movies.
Still be making them. My thing is, when they cast Richard Harris, they knew he wasn't going to make it the whole way, right?
Because he was so old and drunk. On butterbeer.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
I mean, I don't know if they knew how well they were going to do. I don't know if they knew they were going to raise those actors
on
set.
They were going to, they knew.
We've had some bad movies. Like that, those took a lot of luck for them to just get those right. I think they got them right. Kyle doesn't like anything.
Harry Potter, bring me my oxygen mask.
Look, a lot of people like them, and I understand.
Ron Weasley, like put a nitroglycerin tablet under my tongue.
It's my stop it. It's my
Hermione,
turn, right?
I need my EpiPen.
Stop.
Or as I like to call her, my Heiny. Okay, where are we at?
If it
third
was,
album?
Or wait, did I?
What?
Did no, I? You need to play.
You have one
the
more.
Second,
okay,
the
wow.
You have one more
We're
song.
Not even two albums in.
This is how it goes.
No, I know.
Loosey goosey.
That's
where do
fine.
You have to be?
Yeah, doing homework.
You didn't do your homework yet?
I was doing it when...
All right. Before, I won't go off on any more tangents.
No, I don't actually mind. That's right. Fine. my second song off This Business of Art is called Not With You.
Around this world, will I be... To the trace of flows, your filthy room, your drama blues. I'm nothing if I'm not with you. Who's right, who's wrong? Dressing back like loving you, there is nothing I have feel for. Nothing I haven't said before. Your flute is thick against my sheets when you look at me.
It's a good tune.
Yep, I really like that song.
Out of the first two albums so far, which album do you like the best?
I've said this several times.
Oh, my God.
I like underfeet like ours better.
I'm going to kill you.
What?
You like... All right, we're moving on.
I like underfeet like ours better.
Because it's more like stripped down. I got a lot of stuff in my head. Mm-hmm. Third album, 2002. Now, this is on... it's on Vapor again, but they're sharing credit with another label called Sanctuary. And Sanctuary, I know this label. That's actually a big label. So people are starting to take notice with this third album
mm-hmm.
a little bit more.
Yeah.
This album covers, it's just goofy.
You don't like it. I don't know. I don't think it's that bad.
I don't mind it.
I don't think it's that bad.
I don't. Yeah. I didn't they say don't, I did not like it.
They don't, they look different on this album cover. Like they don't look the same.
No.
Yeah. I mean, they,
one has some frosted hair.
I would encourage all of the listeners to look up pictures of them as children in the early stages of their career.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of ridiculous. They had every bad 90s lesbian haircut ever. Ever.
And they are lesbians.
Yeah, they're both lesbians.
The what was I gonna say?
Is this Tegan and the Sarah on this cover?
I'd have to look names? At it.
Tegan should always be on the left-hand side of the album.
I think Tegan
cover.
Is always on the left-hand
she,
side.
She should be because it just...
Oh, yeah, the frosted... Yeah, that's Tegan, that's Sarah, because Sarah had the
Sarah's
frosted
got the
tips.
Frosted tips.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, Tegan's cuter.
I'm really good at telling them apart, but not from that far away.
Now, you just told me they looked exactly the same, so how can you tell them apart?
Oh, my God. Because
their albums aren't that long. They're like 37, 40 minutes, yeah. But they all have like 12 songs. Which
the Con is really short.
Yeah, and it's got 14 songs, but it's really short.
Yeah. Okay. It's your turn.
It's my turn, but I'm going to let you start again.
Okay, cool. So this next album, If It Was You, and my first pick is I Hear Noises.
I am disappointed every morning that I wake up. I am disappointed by the feeling of waking up next to you.
I don't know why I didn't pick that one, because I love that one.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
But I did not pick that one. Instead, the first one I picked is called You Went Away.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Because you said that you can't stand me, so I went away. I was sure that you can't stand me. Well, I don't think we have to be like this forever.
I like that one because it sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
You weren't expecting that, were you, Kyle?
Sounded like a song from Juno, and then
it kicked into Foo Fighters territory.
Yeah.
It's Tegan and Sarah, so the studio musicians aren't getting any credit, but the guy who's playing drums on that, I can't say his name, Rob Chersinoff.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Chersinoff. Great.
Yeah.
Pounding it out there. Good job. What's your next tune?
Ezra Sipes plays banjo.
Ooh.
Mm. You don't play banjo, do you? Do you?
No. Does anyone play banjo?
Steve Martin does.
Ezra Sipes, that's about
it. Steve Martin.
Yep.
And Ed Helms.
Yep.
Yeah. Bunch of nerds play.
Yep.
This would be the time we would play that nerd talk sting. Okay, what's going on?
All right.
I mean, what's going on? I just passed out for a second.
What if Sting sang the nerd talk sting?
What if Sting sang the nerd talk sting? If you can get that to happen, that'd be great. I know Stuart Copeland, so maybe I'll ask him if he'd mind doing that. What's your next tune off of If It Was You from 2002?
Yep. I should also say this album maybe my least favorite. Got some good songs. I just like don't listen to it a lot. My next song I feel might be a crossover. It is Monday, Monday, Monday.
Boom, crossover.
Really?
It's a great tune, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Your house or mine? I don't
don't really care about it anymore. I close my eyes, I make myself unhappy, so you'll go.
You think we need to get a new audio cord there, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. But
what's that cord called, though? I don't know what to call that. This all stays in the show. What is that called?
It's whatever the headphone jack is. So, a 33 millimeter or whatever. That's probably wrong.
Yeah, and what are those?
They're just they're an audio.
Tell you
left
what,
and right.
When you look this up on Amazon, send me the link. If you're at work tomorrow and you don't have anything to do.
Okay.
Look that up, and I'll order it.
Cool.
That'll be fun for you. Your boss will come
Can't wait.
Your boss will come. Kyle, what are you doing? And you say,
I'm looking up this cord for podcasting.
All right. Well, continue the good work. You got a new video on AOK. It's the Punisher's mom.
Yep.
How's that going? You getting good numbers on that?
Yeah.
What's the best video over there that you guys have put up since you've been there?
Dora the Grown Up.
Dora the Grown Up.
The best period. It's 1.5 million views.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to make a sequel?
Yes.
Maybe something for Christmas.
No, it has nothing to do with Christmas. We already recorded it, but yeah.
Can you tell us what it's, you can't tell us what it's called then?
It's just, I think it's just going to be called Dora the Grown Up 2.
No, very original.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know you make some good videos over there, but personally, like, I just think they're like, they're okay.
No one really asked for your opinion.
I was just making a pun on AOK.
Oh, we weren't
listening.
Wasn't
very good.
No,
we no, it just was.
Weren't
we
paying,
just,
yeah, we weren't paying attention.
Like, Kyle was too busy getting offended.
We were being dismissive on purpose. That was good. Okay.
Okay.
Let's move on to, now this, I feel like this album is, it's called So Jealous. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is the first one that sounds like they're, like it's real professional.
Oh, yeah.
Sounding recording.
It's like,
and the covers, they're not on the cover?
Nope.
What is that on the cover? I can never make that out.
Is it like a heart thing?
It's like a heart thing. Red.
It is a heart
oh,
thing.
Oh, it's like it's a bunch of felt hearts like kind of in a pile, but I don't know what it's supposed to be making.
Just a pile.
Just a pile.
Yeah, no, but
and this is the most is this the only no, there's they're not on the Con album cover either. But this is the first one where they're not on the cover.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. This just feels a little more slick than the past three albums.
Oh, very much. It doesn't look like it was made in like MS Paint.
So what's your first song from So Jealous from 2004?
I don't object to the other album covers. They're just like a little rough.
Yeah.
But my first pick from So Jealous is a song called Speak Slow.
Crossover.
What?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You wait up for me, I don't wake up for you. Would you like a company or are you sick of me? When your love lets you go, you only want love more. Even with love, not what you were looking for. Speak slow, tell me love, where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go?
Maybe that we're picking the same songs because if you think about it, we do have a lot of things that we do alike. First of all, we both have green eyes. We both get up. We're both the early risers in the house. Both keep our, like to keep stuff neat. Right?
Yeah. You just always bring this up.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm also just.
I only talk to you when you're
like,
on this show.
Yeah. It's like, it's so, you're just like, it's so funny. We like, we have the same eyes. Like we do certain things the same. And I'm like, I know you made me.
What do you,
you go right over yeah. left with the, with yeah. your shoelace.
Yeah.
You,
yeah. You know,
what are you drinking right now?
Water.
I'm drinking water.
What?
I don't, I'm crazy. Out of water.
You're not related to us.
No. Yeah, I find it really interesting though, because in previous times I've been on the show, I have not enjoyed your music.
You enjoy what I'm playing today because it's a band you like.
No, I know, but I think it's funny that we, it's not just like that we both find common ground in this band that has very diverse
mm-hmm.
selection of songs. It's that like we like the same songs off of these albums. Yeah. And I think that's interesting.
This is their longest album. This has 14 songs on it. It's also their longest in time, 45 minutes, 41 seconds.
Yeah.
And I have some info here.
Ooh.
A song called Where Does the Good Go was played in the fourth episode of season one of Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
And then No Man's Land was played in season 10. Crazy.
Wow.
How about that info?
Wild.
Also, Rolling Stone named So Jealous one of the top 50 records of 2004. So this is really when the career is really...
Oh, yeah.
This is when it's really starting.
The Con was like the height of like breaking into that.
Okay, so my song, since I also picked Speak Slow, my other song from So Jealous is You Wouldn't Like Me.
Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah.
Couldn't say that every time.
Well, that's because you like the band.
Yeah.
There's a war inside of me. Do I cause new heartbreak to rise? A new broken song. Do I push it down or let it run me right into the wind? I feel like I wouldn't like me if I met me. Well, I can't stop talking for fear of listening to unwelcome sound. And you haven't called me in weeks.
Yeah, the sound is slicker too.
Oh,
definitely
yeah.
is.
It's nice.
This has many producers too. Sarah and Tegan are listed as producer. A guy named John Collins, a guy named David Carswell, and Howard Redicop. So they're almost like Rent-A-Cop. But it sounds like this is the one. They're like, okay, you two are really great, but not enough people are hearing your music. So we're gonna get you out there a little bit more to the public. So. Mm-hmm. What's your next tune?
My next tune is a song called I Won't Be Left.
Means you'll be right.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be left dancing alone to songs from the past. Would you stay?
Would you stay?
Old man keep my memories always with me.
I like that shaker or tambourine, whatever that is. And this album sells 300,000 copies worldwide.
Whoa.
So that's pretty great because according to Wikipedia, the previous album only sold 18,000 copies in the U.S.
Wow. That is huge.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
So now we're moving on to Ezra's favorite Tegan and Sarah album.
Favorite, absolute favorite album, The Con. That is the album that they toured with when, like they re-toured with when we saw them.
Did they play... top to bottom?
Yeah.
Okay.
In order. It was awesome. And I love every song off of this album.
This album also has 14 songs, clocks in at 36 minutes, 46 seconds. Now, this time for this album, Sanctuary is not involved, but Sire Records is. And Sire is a major label,
mm-hmm.
home to bands like the Pretenders and the Talking Heads and the Ramones. And it looks like in the UK, London is handling distribution over there. And London... was home to Rolling Stones and many, many bands in the 60s, and I'm sure today too, but I don't have that in front of me.
Okay.
Now it looks like someone's packing up to get out of here. Where are you going?
Except your other daughter. What?
All right. Do you need me to walk you out?
You can leave her. It's fine.
I know, but safety first.
And they say chivalry is dead.
Well, it is dead because I said, can I walk you out? No.
God.
Go to hell. All right, let's move on to The Con. I'm going to let you start.
Hey, when you get out there, honk your horn twice so we know you're in.
Now, look, if you're in trouble, honk it three times.
Oh,
are you coming over to kiss Kyle?
Yeah.
No, I'm getting my bag.
You
getting
the
bag? Ooh. All that squeaking, Pilar getting her bag.
Yep.
Slam it. Just make a loud noise. Listen to her heels, everybody. Listen real close when she walks across the wood floor.
I got a kiss.
No, she's trying.
She's trying to walk quietly.
She's trying to walk quietly. She can't do it.
Clop, 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 clop.
Clunk, clunk.
The hoof beats.
All right, she's out. All right, the con, what's your song?
So I have a little story about this because...
Yeah, I don't want to hear stories. I want to hear songs.
Okay, cool. So anyway, I was in the car with my dad and we...
Her real dad.
My real dad.
Edgar.
My dad. God, I can't tell the story. So we were in the car, and until this moment, like, we don't know what the other person picked. So we were listening to the con, and I was like, all of these songs are my favorite. Like, it was really hard for me to choose, and you don't know which ones are my favorite. And then this song came on, and just by the way I was like bopping my head to it, Dad just goes, no, this is your favorite song. And I was like, yeah. So this is Hop a Plane.
I took the train back to where I came from. I took it all alone, it's been so long, I know. Imagine me there, my heart asleep with no air. Begging ocean, please help me drown these memories. All I need to hear is that you're not mine.
Yeah, it's because it's the best.
It is a great song.
It's
I could
so
not pick
good.
It. I knew you were going to pick it.
Yeah.
But I had to pick it too.
Yeah, it's just unequivocally the best.
Hop a Plane. I'm kind of curious to find out if Josh Scott Fitzgerald knows Tegan and Sarah. I think this is a band that he'd like.
Oh, I thought you meant know them personally. And like in my head, I was like cataloging. I was like, how?
I'm wondering if Josh Scott Fitzgerald took Tegan or Sarah to the prom. That's what I'm trying to find.
Okay.
Yeah, Josh, let me know. I think this might be a band that you might enjoy. That's what I think.
Was that like, you sound like a trumpet. You're one of those Muppets that has like a... What was it, like a horn,
horn
for
nose?
A mouth?
Yeah, yeah, a horn for a mouth.
Oh, God, that hurt my ears. That's how I feel.
All right, my song from the con, since Ezra stole Hop a Plane, let's listen to Back in Your Head.
Oh, this was almost there.
Build a wall of books between us in our bed. Repeat the words that I know we both said. Relax into the need, we get so comfortable. Remember when I was so strange and like a bow.
It says, now my version of this album doesn't come with a DVD, but it says some versions come with a DVD, which includes The Con, the movie, which is the making of the album.
Whoa, I didn't know that existed.
I'll find that for you.
Okay.
I'll get that. We'll watch that.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
All right, cool.
Yeah, but at first I had 17 songs instead of 16 because I genuinely could not choose between Hop a Plane, Back in Your Head, and The Con. But eventually, oh, I just gave away my last song, whatever. But I don't know, like after when I was putting everything together, I'm like, I'll take that off, I guess. and I gave it away, so my next song is The Con.
Well, thank you for sticking to the rules. Kyle, who doesn't stick to the rules?
Murray.
All right, let's hear it.
I listened in. Yes, I'm guilty of this. You should know this. I broke down and wrote you back before you had a chance to forget, forgotten. I am moving past this, giving notice. I have to go. Yes, I know the feeling. Know you're leaving.
That song just makes me emo. I really like it. It's good. Makes me feel things.
Like what kind of things?
Lots of cry.
So it makes you cry?
It has. It's sad if you like listen to the lyrics and stuff. It's just very emotional.
It's funny because I'm reading on Wikipedia, The Con, the single mm-hmm. that you just played, that was released on February 22nd, 2008.
Oh, hey, what day is that, Dad?
That's my birthday.
That's your birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's something you say because of me, you know?
Murray and I try to say happy birthday as quickly as possible.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's, okay.
Happy birthday. What were you going to say?
It was when we were at the concert. The concert.
The concert.
Is that what it was called?
It wasn't.
Oh, what a miss.
Yep.
Right?
Should have been the con... hyphen cert.
Oh yeah,
like
totally. I think it was just called like the contour. But anyway,
but it wasn't spelled like contour.
No, I mean, is
yes,
that
maybe?
Yeah, that. Anyway, they were talking about how Tegan thought that song should be called "Encircle Me."
Mm-hmm.
I think that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Sarah was like, I think Sarah wrote it, and Sarah was like, nah. So now it's called The Con. That's like actually what they said.
It says here that this was written, this whole album was written like influenced by the Against Me album. Against Me is the Eternal Cowboy. Have you ever listened to that album?
I have not listened to that album, but I love Against Me. So that makes a lot of sense.
So
Against Me is
maybe
so good.
You'll love that album too.
Listen to Against Me, please. It's really good. Lord Jane Grace. She's great.
Moving on.
What?
Are we moving on?
Yeah, I just had a little PSA there.
I don't know if I've ever listened to Against Me, but I've seen people wearing their shirts all the time.
Please
so.
Do. They're so good. I played Against Me for Dad once when they were coming out with new stuff.
What I say
it.
About them? Well, like
you're
it.
Like, oh, wow, this like doesn't suck.
No, this isn't awful.
No, it just sounds more like something you'd listen to, so you were like surprised by it.
Who's that artist you play for me? It's if Kevin Kline and Phoebe Cates' daughter.
Oh, that would be Frankie Cosmos.
Frankie Cosmos. I like her.
You like Frankie Cosmos?
I did like that.
Yeah, she's fun.
Check that out, Frankie Cosmos.
Academy Award winner and Tony winner, Kevin Kline.
Yeah, and then Phoebe Cates.
And Frankie Cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
It's not her name.
All right, let's move on to 2009. Now they're straight up just on Sire Records. None of this indie, nothing indie about it now. It's
nonsense.
Just, but then this album cover, the album's called Sainthood from 2009. This album cover's so weird to me because you have Tegan, but then Sarah, there's a cutout. There's a picture of her body, but then her face isn't there. It's almost like they took...
It's almost like a black and white photo or like a mannequin.
Yeah.
But I wonder when you pull the... I wonder if it's on an album, if you pull it out, if it's weird.
No, it's just... here's what it seems like to me. They took this album... They took the album cover shot, and at the last minute, she was like, oh, you know what? I don't like how I look in that. And so they just cut a circle out, and then she put her head through. Because that's what it is. You can't see that. There's a circle there, and her head's through. Like, this person's in the picture, but this body's not there, but her head's through a cutout circle. It's very strange.
I think it's intentional. I think that's 100% intentional.
Because it looks like it almost looks like that's a painting with a cutout. Because
there's a shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a last minute. This is like an artistic intention. I like it.
And then
it.
The album's called Sainthood, so it really doesn't gel with the title of the album.
I don't know.
I like the album cover.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm critical of things.
Yeah, no.
It's just weird. I didn't say I didn't like it. I said it's weird. It was very weird. Hey, Ed, it's very weird.
Very weird.
All right. I'm gonna start out with Sainthood.
Wow.
I'm gonna go with a song called Hell.
H-E double hockey sticks?
Yeah. Now, this album, it says all the songs were written by Tegan and Sarah together.
Oh, yeah. I know that on one album they collaborated.
And,
I also
And then
like
a guy named
album.
Hunter Bergen co-writes 3 songs with him, including the one I just played.
Cool.
Now, here's another thing. I have the physical copy, which has 13 songs. I guess if you go to iTunes, you get 15 songs. And way back when, if you were on the iTunes pre-order, you got another song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's 16 songs are possible with this.
I wonder what Spotify has, because I'm going to spoil my stuff again. I picked the last 2 songs off of this album. And I don't know if they're like the last.
You don't know if they're songs 12 and 13 or songs 15 and 16.
I think
you.
They're 12 and 13.
They're 12 and 13.
Okay, cool.
So here's 3 songs we have to find, Ezra. We need to find Wrists, Light Up, and It Was Midnight.
Cool. I had no idea. That's super cool.
Yeah.
Sainthood is my second favorite album.
Except for this cover. So weird. So strange.
Yeah. Sainthood, second favorite album. Also very much like this one. And my next song is called Sentimental Tune, and it just makes me very happy.
You, in a simple gray coat, in a simple white robe.
Pretty cool that you picked the last 2 songs, because a lot of times people will sometimes an album peters out towards the end, but you're saying not for you. You like the last 2 songs a lot.
Oh no, I like the last 2 songs on like a lot of their albums. Like, I don't know. I just think it was
that's
a
good.
Really
some
good
a lot of bands top load it, knowing that every time you get in the car, you're just going to start the CD from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason why I like The Con and Sainthood so much is because they feel more like just like complete pieces to me,
like a body of work.
Yes, they're so good.
All right, well, let's hear
a body.
A dead body
of work.
Okay,
it's Halloween. Gallows humor.
Spooky
Galloween.
Spooky two shoes. Do you need another water? Are you okay over there?
No, I have 2
Kyle
waters.
Do you need another water?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
All right, my second song off Sainthood is a song called The Cure.
Begging like you might take order in your own hands. I stare, seems like I don't care. Drop a chance in your hands then. I know the bad's gotta fix itself, correct over time. And I know, cause I've got the cure. I've got a cure for your crimes.
like we should be hearing Tegan and Sarah on the radio more. You know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah. A lot of heartthrob stuff was on the radio, which is the next album in our lineup. And some Love You to Death stuff, but it's also just that SoCal doesn't have good radio stations.
Well, Tegan and Sarah play good music.
Yeah, I'm tired of hearing Demi Lovato and, you know. Look, I like Ed Sheeran, but let's give Ed Sheeran that much. Let's give it a rest, right? No one likes Ed Sheeran that much.
He's an enigma. His face doesn't match his body, and it doesn't match his voice and his singing. Like, he's just a weird. Yeah.
And his albums are called what? They're called Plus. What else?
Plus, mine, multiply, divide.
Multiply, divide. Hopefully the next one's just called Zero.
Yep.
I hope he just, like, it just breaks the thing, because then people's minds will just explode.
It's just pi. It's all the digits of pi. It's his album.
It's just him reciting as many as he can.
Don't give him any ideas. He is a great actor, though. He's in Game of Thrones.
People loved him.
Spoiler alert. He's coming up. I know you're not there yet.
Yep.
All right. Are we moving on to Heartthrob? Or no, we didn't play your last song, did we?
Yeah, we didn't, Dad.
All right. Let's play it.
So my next song is called Someday. Yeah,
I like that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. It's a song that as a teenager I very much like.
What happens when you become 20? Do you still like that song?
Like, no, I'm just saying because it's about like doing cool stuff someday.
You can do cool stuff. I still do cool stuff.
Yeah, that's does not contradict what I'm saying at all. You can do cool stuff when you're a teenager. It just has a
vibe.
Honey,
look, you can continue to do cool stuff. That's what I'm telling you.
You're reading too much into all of my intellectual statements about Tegan and Sarah.
Intellectual?
No, they're not. They're very much not.
I don't know why I'm obsessed with this label game that this band is doing, this Tegan and Sarah.
This Tegan and Sarah.
It's giving me a headache.
But the next album, Heartthrob, from 2013. No, Sire's not involved now because Sire is under the Warner Brothers umbrella. And Warner Brothers just said, well, we'll do it then. But now Vapor's involved again. Vapor and Warner Brothers are doing this.
I had no idea. I don't pay attention to that.
I know, but I do. Now, here's the deal.
One, nerd.
Now,
two people do. The person writing the checks and him.
And me. Now, this album has five producers.
That's and a lot.
Two are very big name producers. Rob Cavallo, who produced Green Day and, now I'm drawing a blank. I think he's involved with some Blink 182, some later stuff, I think. And also this guy named Greg Kurstin, who has worked with some people you might have known, Adele and Pink.
Never heard of them.
And he's a Grammy Award winning producer. So again, it sounds to me like the label is like, okay, we're going to hook you up with some big names and see if we can.
He produced the new Foo Fighters album too, which we didn't talk about.
Well, he did, but that's not in his wheelhouse.
No, it's not.
Tegan and
stick to your wheelhouse, sir.
Yeah, lady pop, girly. No, I mean, girly tunes.
My argument is,
Tegan and Sarah.
I know
all of the albums he's produced in the past have had like a really catchy song or two,
right?
And all the Foo Fighters albums prior to this one had three or four really catchy songs. Yeah. So you would think that formula would
give them eight catchy songs instead of zero.
And one would be great if it wasn't produced horribly.
We need that nerd thing.
Yeah.
ASAP.
I can't wait to hear who's going to do
it. Nerd alert.
Nerd talk. All right. I have three songs from Heartthrob.
Really?
Yeah.
Now you're breaking the formula, dude.
I'm only going to play him if we ever cross over.
Breaking the law.
I'm only going to do it if we ever cross over.
So she should probably go first.
Do you go first?
Okay, cool. So I'm pretty sure this is going to be a crossover. My first song off of Heartthrob is Closer.
It has to be, though.
Yeah, it totally does. It, you, it's a great song.
This is the best.
Yeah.
Here comes a breath before we get a little bit closer. Here comes a rush before we touch. Come a little closer. The doors are open, the wind is really blowing. The night sky is changing overhead.
Now, this album has a deluxe edition, too.
Yeah.
It's got 12 songs. I only have 10 of these songs. I only have the 10. I don't have the 12.
I don't know.
What was my cue point on Closer?
I think Spotify is the deluxe.
What was my cue point for Closer, Kyle?
Just
play it. I just want to hear where I...
Basically the same?
Yeah, it was basically the same part. Okay, that's what I thought.
Because you want to get that awesome like chorus in there.
I see. So that was a crossover. So my song is going to be I Couldn't Be Your Friend.
Does your heart ache when you get around me? Does your heart break when you think about me? Now you want to say I was a liar.
With Rob Cavallo, I said Blink 182, and who I was actually thinking of was the Goo Goo Dolls. He's produced many, many, many Goo Goo Doll albums.
A lot of people get him confused.
Just need to clarify that. Also, it looks like Greg Kurstin pretty much produced all of these songs except for like two or three. Okay. So he's their guy currently. So go ahead.
All what right. You got? So that song that you just played was actually in my lineup until I went to set the times, because that was after the concert. And at the concert, they played a song called Now I'm All Messed Up off of Heartthrob. And hearing it live was so good. It was really good.
That you put it in your list.
That I swapped it out and put it in my list.
Couple of things while I'm remembering it. That's a great tune, by the way, and I did like this one when they played it live also.
Yeah.
Artwork for this episode will be done by Glenn K. Amo. So thank you, Glenn. And
thanks, Glenn.
Just wanted to add that. Also, let me play, what's my next song off Heartthrob? Closer was the crossover.
Mm-hmm.
So that's X'd out. So I'm still only playing two, really.
All right.
So my next one's Drove Me Wild.
I'm just gonna say all of yours are good because I like all the songs. I'll stop.
When I think of you, I think of your skin. Golden brown from the sun. Your arms outstretch, your haircut shoulder than it bent. But still blowing in the wind. When I picture you, I think of your smile. Escaping me, I hit them to the side.
So does that complete Heartthrob for us?
Yes.
I think Heartthrob, I think their most recent albums, the two most recent ones, are the ones I like the best.
Yeah.
It's kind of the pop sound I like.
Yeah.
Heartthrob and Love You to Death, which we're going to get to next.
I like Heartthrob significantly more than I like Love You to Death, mm-hmm. but it's still good. It's just not.
Yeah, Love You to Death, they really, really turned up the pop stuff.
And it's good. Like,
it is
good. It's like a really good album. It's just... That's where they start to venture away yeah. from like my realm of music that I enjoy, but I still listen to it a lot.
But I don't think they're going to continue there. I think they're going to get it.
Yeah,
they're going to come back around again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, before we get into the last album, "Love You to Death" from 2016, it was one of my favorite albums of last year. I just need to tell you guys. First of all, how do the headphones sound to you?
Sound good.
You like them?
Crisp.
You know they're Bose headphones.
Another Bose headphones. Bozo.
What I want to tell you is this episode of the Rock Solid Podcast is brought to you by Bose, the engineers behind some of the world's best audio products, including Bose Quiet Comfort 35 noise-canceling headphones. You don't have the noise-canceling feature on there
right now. I do, actually.
You do.
I turned it on.
You can't hear any of the outside world.
Yeah.
It's like you're in. It's like you're in the upside down.
Could still hear mom's laughing though.
It's hard to get away.
No amount of noise will cancel that.
That's true. Bose, you might want to work on that. See if you can get a special, Pilar canceling headphone. Now, Ezra, I bet you didn't know that Bose literally invented the technology of noise canceling almost 40 years ago. You weren't even a thought.
No.
Nope.
Hope not.
I would have been 13.
Yikes.
Yeah. Now, the reason they invented this is because they believe that by blocking out unwanted sounds and distractions, you can get immersed in what you truly love.
Silence.
All of the... Oh, silence, right? I love silence. All of the on-air talent here at the Rock Solid Podcast use the Bose Quiet Comfort 35 headphones during our recording because we want to hear what you're going to hear. Bose, get closer.
Don't be a bozo. Get some Bose.
Get closer.
What?
Want love, get closer.
That's okay.
I know what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to promote a little bit before we get to this album?
What?
We have a Patreon page. We're at patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. My Twitter is Pat_Francis. The show Twitter is rocksolidshow. Kyle, you're at kyle.dotsonfunny. And do you want to give out your Twitter handle? Do you want people following you?
Yeah, I don't care. I just block them if they're weird.
Okay, that's a good idea.
I'll block you if you're weird. But yeah, you can follow me. I am Ezra Ray with two A's at the end of Ezra.
Why two A's at the end of Ezra?
Because there's another Ezra Ray on Twitter with no tweets.
That's so infuriating.
I hate it. So...
Is that why you have to tell people you're funny?
Yep.
It's so annoying.
And just to...
I have
just
that
to
problem
reaffirm.
Too. That's why I'm _Francis is that because there's @PatFrancis and like no one's.
I don't like underscores.
So
they're ugly.
It's so aggravating.
I'd rather be Ezra Ray.
Should I have been like _Francis?
I don't know if you can put asterisk.
I think you can do it. All right, let's move.
I'm blocked from following Ezra Ray.
Oh, I blocked you?
Apparently.
Why'd you block your cousin?
I don't remember.
Well, you guys might want to work this out.
I don't remember.
Whatever. Must be weird.
I just, it was probably like a while ago. I was like, I don't want Kyle seeing my tweets.
Now, for this album, I also have three songs, but it's because we need a playout song.
Stop breaking the rules.
It's because we need a playout song. Unless you want to pick a playout song.
No, it's
you can pick
fine.
A playout song from any of the albums if you want
no,
to.
No, it's you're good.
All right.
You're
go good. Ahead. What song do you have from Love You to Death?
My song off of Love You to Death is called U-Turn.
Tell you I was wrong.
just so people know, that's not the band that you and I saw. We did not see this Tegan and Sarah.
No.
We saw
a bit of them. Yeah.
Yeah, but not like, this is totally synth pop.
No, yeah. If you watch like old concert footage of Tegan and Sarah when they started out, it's like the two of them, they both have guitars, mm-hmm. and they're just sitting down with microphones. And then if you watch like their newer stuff, they are like running around, they're jumping around, they're touching the crowd, doing all the pop star stuff.
This is weird to me. This album has sold only 27,000 copies in the US and 50,000 worldwide.
I
felt like this was a bigger album than that.
I feel like people just don't buy albums anymore.
Maybe.
I think that might be
it. Maybe. All right. My song is maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe it's me.
I don't know.
I got this album for free to review. I gave it a 10 out of 10 because I liked all 10 songs.
So you didn't pay for it either?
Nope. Got it for free promotional use. I've been promoting it. Let me hear That Girl.
Sick and tired of things getting tough, never gonna be enough. Sick and tired of fights starting wars, never gonna be enough. Say what I want, say what I need. Sick and tired of things getting tough, say what I want, say what I need.
But this album went to number 16 on the Billboard Top 200 album charts. It just feels like it would have sold more than 27,000 copies.
I just think
copies.
My theory is right and people don't buy albums.
Yeah. Doesn't mean people aren't listening to it.
No. Like
Spotify
probably,
and whatnot.
Yeah, it probably has a lot of listens on Spotify. Spotify.
That's not how you say it.
Spotify.
No. Mm-hmm. What's your next song?
My next song is one of the few songs off here that is like, it's one of the slower songs off here. And I All really right. like it. And it is 100 Times.
Ooh, crossover.
Crossover? What?
I went crazy thinking I was wrong. Like a fool holding on too long. Let it crumble, let the whole thing fall. You were someone I loved, then you were no one at all. It was cruel of me to do what I did to you. It was wrong of me to hurt such a big part of you. Part of you. I swear I tried to leave you at least 100 times a day. I swear I tried to tell you 1,000 times a different way. I need out on my own. I don't want to live.
It's a great song.
Yeah, we got a little too into that.
Yeah, we were very.
A lot of
you were doing some interpretive dance.
Yeah, 100 times, and then I cross my arms like an X.
A lot of straight edge.
Invisible piano playing occurred.
Mm-hmm.
This album also says that Tegan and Sarah wrote all the songs together, and Greg Kirsten co-wrote some songs with them. Mm-hmm. And then it looks like Greg Kirsten plays everything on this album, and Tegan and Sarah are just singing.
Hmm.
So.
Well, they I know that they can. I know they can play the songs.
They
like,
can
probably
play it,
didn't.
It says it here. They just sang. Mm-hmm. I forget. I lost count. Do you have one more song off this album?
Nope.
Okay, so I do, and that'll be our play out.
Oh,
see?
Yeah, play
I had a cross
out.
It. So the play out's going to... Well, first of all, thank you, Ezra, for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you for introducing me to Tegan and Sarah, because that's how I know about them.
No problem.
Kyle, now, you didn't. You weren't sarcastic. You didn't make fun of anything today.
No, I was excited for this show because I've only heard their few hits and I like all of them.
All right.
Kyle was excited and about something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't. My like natural face like doesn't look excited ever, but I usually am. It's
I'm
just
not
more
excited to see your natural face.
But yeah, it's great.
Let me ask you this, Kyle. How excited are you for this Thursday? Not because this episode's dropping, because of what we're doing on Thursday.
Oh, we're going to see Thor. That's going to be great.
We're
going to
see
Thor Ragnarok.
Thor Fraggle Rock.
No, it's not called Thor Fraggle Rock. Kyle, how though. Come you're not doing an AOK video for Fraggle Rock? Look at the t-shirt, G.
Oh, it's Fraggle Rock.
I'm wearing a Fraggle Rock t-shirt.
We did a Thor thing a while ago when the trailer came
right.
out.
So you can't double dip it.
Yeah.
That did well, too, though.
Yeah, it did really well.
I thought it was just AOK.
See, it hit that time.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ezra. Thank you, Kyle.
Yep.
We're going to be at Thor Ragnarok. Even Pilar's going, and she is done with superhero movies. Yeah.
Is Rita going?
Yeah, we're all going.
I don't want to go.
No, we're all going.
Oh, I have to tell this real quick. Okay. So I went and saw a movie the other night, and they had...
You going to tell us what it was called?
Jigsaw.
Okay.
And they had...
Friend of the show, Josh Stolberg, wrote Jigsaw.
Yeah, go see it. And they had... these big drink cups that look like Thor's hammer.
Oh.
What?
Well, in the case, it looked like Thor's hammer, and then the one they gave me doesn't really look like Thor's hammer.
What does it look like? It looks like Thor's shoe.
What's the hammer's name? Like Mew Mew?
Mjolnir.
Mew Mew?
I just call it Thor's hammer. I'm not even going to attempt to say that word.
I call it Mew Mew.
Mew Mew.
I can't find it online, but it's just like... It just has like weird like orbs on it, and I did it mainly to make the people I was with laugh.
How much was it?
It was $5 more than a large drink.
Are you ever going to drink out of it again?
Maybe I'll bring it to the thing. It also turns into a bank the way the top is.
This is something for a 5-year-old.
Yeah, yep. That's something that like a kid like has a tantrum. So it was $5 more.
It was like $10.
Yeah.
I might get one.
It was only like it was at like the Pacific Theater, so I assume they have it at ArcLight too, because that's the same company. But they didn't have it.
I thought you were gonna say you bought some type of a Jigsaw cup. You went full on Thor Mew Mew.
They had a thing that looks like the Hulk hand, but it's for popcorn.
Oh, and he's holding popcorn?
Yeah. Well, no, it's like his fist, and then it's hollowed out. And there's popcorn inside.
Support the show on Patreon so that my dad can spend money on Thor hammer drinks.
Or college.
None of this is going to my college.
You don't know that Thor drink could be discontinued because of some weird chemical in
paint,
it and just skyrocket in price. It could be $100.
Sell that on eBay.
PayPal.com/Ezra Dotson, pay for my college.
Ezra, thank you for being here. Kyle, thank you as always. We're going to play out with the song that I think was a single off the album called Boyfriend.
Yeah.
And, someone's excited.
It was the first single they released, and it's good.
It is good. This album's great. 10 songs, about 32 minutes long. It's 10 out of 10.
Not about a boyfriend, though. They're gay. Not about a boyfriend.
True. What are you looking at, Kyle?
The Thor hammer.
Play it.
Or show us the Thor hammer.
That doesn't quite look like Thor's hammer.
I think it might actually be the hammer that the Hulk holds, now that I'm thinking of it.
It's Hulk's hammer.
Well, that's dumb.
That's called smash. Boyfriend, please. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
I love you that I can't hold back. Give me, wanna give it right back.
You're the worst.
I clapped.
You always win at this particular game. I need to know the rules if you want me to play. You treat me like your boyfriend, and trust me like a very best friend. Kiss me like your boyfriend. Call me up like you want your. Cause I can't relax. Oh, when I get around you, I can't hide the fact I let you take advantage. Cause it felt so good. I blame myself for thinking we both understood. Crying game.
around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.